Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, December 5th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, Americans shelling out more cash for healthcare costs and the best jobs in the healthcare industry. Americans are increasingly digging into their own pockets to pay for medical care, and that could be causing overall healthcare spending to rise at a relatively slow rate.
We're paying more out of pocket through our deductibles, our coinsurance, and that's causing people to be much more reticent to get medical care that they may need or preventive care, which is helping to bring down spending overall.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Stephanie Armour. As a result, doctors say patients used to come in and get every test they could. Now they're asking if they really need the tests.
Some doctors are saying, look, this can have a good impact in terms of helping people be more prudent about their decisions. On the other hand, Gallup just recently did a poll. It's also finding that people are sometimes putting off care that they may really need, and that can definitely have a downside.
In fact, one in three Americans said their family delayed medical care because of costs in 2014. Many folks point to the Affordable Care Act as the primary cause of these changes, but there are differing opinions on whether or not that's really true.
A number of economists say, look, it's really too soon for the Affordable Care Act to be having a major impact in curtailing healthcare spending right now. Others are saying, look, it may not be having the biggest impact, but it certainly is playing a role.
Either way, the 2010 Act is likely to continue the shift of Americans paying more out of pocket. As we continue, speaking of healthcare, a look at the top jobs in the industry.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
CareerCast is out with their list of the 10 best jobs in healthcare. CareerCast publisher Tony Lee explains what factors go into determining the best jobs.
We look at things like hiring outlook, both now and in the future, salary level and increases in salary, the level of stress, the level of autonomy, job satisfaction, all of those things.
He says some of the jobs on the list are here because of their serious growth potential.
Like physical therapist, 36% growth between now and 2022. Dental hygienist, 33% growth. Audiologist, 34% growth.
Those three jobs also come with average annual salaries above $65,000. And while many jobs in the healthcare world do require some sort of advanced degree, some don't.
Dental hygienist does not need an advanced degree. A medical laboratory technician, even in some cases physical therapists, do not need an advanced degree. So these are jobs that apply whether you've gone to college, gone to graduate school, or not even gone beyond high school.
Other jobs on the list include optician, medical technologist, dietitian, pharmacist, physiologist, and podiatrist. The complete list with average annual salaries and projected growth rates is available at CareerCast.com. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.